This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbers.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I call the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch.
What's your language, you bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clean big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh, woo! Woo!
Yes! Yes! Come on, me
though! Ham Radio. The most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
Scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now,
now that you opened up the demon in me! Two weeks off!
I know!
We're back!
Oh, shit.
Hi, bitches! ¿Cómo está? ¿Dónde está la ham radio? Hello!
What?
Good evening, everybody!
Yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show, the uncrowned kings of reality radio. 718-577-1389.
Yeah.
Operators are sitting by because those are me. I'm your operator, assholes. It's me.
Very low budget.
Damn right, assholes and elbows. We are live. It's been 2 weeks, but we are live tonight. How is everybody doing on this fine Wednesday evening? By the way, also, before you answer, I'm sorry, before you answer, we do have...
What do we have?
Our Facebook Live is popping tonight.
I tell
you. Travis, Elizabeth, Scott, Nick, Adolfo, Mark, shitload, Frankie, and of course Nick, the CUNT, the Canadian Unified Network technician, is in the house as well.
I know. He's not going to be here for a while, he says.
Yeah, he has, probably has to go rub one out.
Well, yeah.
There's nothing else to do in Canada. There's snow and mooses. We've discussed this.
I know. I'm still trying to figure out what to do when I go there next month.
Yes.
And I ain't going to do Nick, that's for sure.
You should do Nick. Do him right in the hiney hole.
Spoken like a true smartass.
You're too smartass. Hey, boss. Good day.
Great.
Good day.
Yeah, it
was. Yeah, by the way, let's start off the show with the fact that I've been taking Gas X.
I miss you guys.
I know. Joe has been like a fucking addict without us. He's been like, I miss you. He started hugging me and kissing me.
Yeah.
And he tongued my asshole. Yeah. No.
He wouldn't let me.
Well, I let you do it for at least 5 minutes. And then I was like, look, I'm starting to enjoy this.
And we stopped.
So jerk me off and we'll finish.
That's right.
No, I've been taking Gas X.
Per K.
No, that should be a cheer. I'm taking Gas X. The weirdest thing, it's giving me gas.
Oh, sure, it's supposed to.
No, it's supposed to get rid of gas.
No, it's supposed to alleviate.
It's not gas next, it's gas X.
No, it's supposed to alleviate the gas.
I'm having more gas.
Did you ever have to fart and it don't come out? That's bad, man.
Why did it never come out?
Well, you know, sometimes it's like
built what is
inside.
Wrong with your you asshole?
Got, you got Joe. This blo- you got this, this this balloon inside you, you know, like
right.
Yeah. And your diaphragm and everything.
Yeah,
else.
It ain't coming out, man.
You're bloated.
Bad, man. And then one good fart. Oh man.
Yeah, but then you
like,
burp.
Just like
you get it out. Yeah. You just get it
well,
out of your system.
So sometimes you can't. That's what you take gas tax.
You get it out. You go over here. You get a beer.
Yeah, you do that. Yeah,
like that.
So then.
Let's just hold on for a second. Just to prove that we're drinking. Bill, give me a little cheers.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh. You drink a little beer.
Yeah.
And you get the gas going.
Yeah.
And you just let it out. That's how a normal man handles said problem.
I know.
But I've been taking this gas because I get these gas pains.
Did you do it on the ship?
What, gas pains?
Did they
take the stuff?
Did you let the gas out
I let gas out every time. It's the best. Because when you're outside and the wind is blowing, you fart, and someone that's all the way down forward or aft.
Who did that?
Like, because aft is the back of the boat, and forward is the front of the boat. So when if you're on the aft and you fart, someone on the forward gets hit with it. They get hit in the face with it. It's amazing how the angles that you can perform when your ass is outside.
The gas X, Joe is right, does help you pass the gas.
Yeah.
It does make you pass
gas. Wait, so gas X doesn't get rid of it?
It gets rid of what it does.
It makes you fart?
Yes, because what happens is...
I have been taking the wrong meds, Danny.
No, trapped. They can't release, so it breaks it down, and then your body deals with the gas naturally through a belch or a fart.
There you go.
Wait, hold on for a second.
I like this.
Is there anything on the market... Don't put your phone down because we're not done with this. Is there anything on the market to actually get rid of your gas? Because I thought gas
neutralize it so it doesn't force it out. Right.
Yeah, but it's not forced. I'm not forcing them.
No,
they're
going out naturally, or else you have to force them out because you feel bloated and you got too much gas in there.
So taking gas X is bad. Is what I'm hearing. What up, Corey?
No, it's good for you because it breaks down all the gas that's no good for you and that can't come out naturally.
I love to
fart. And it breaks it down and helps you. Get rid of it naturally.
Dude, I took... Let me tell you right now.
Yeah, farting's good.
I took a shit today.
Yeah.
And the first... The beginning...
There we go. 8 minutes in and we're already talking about taking a shit.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. We haven't been here for 2 weeks. I have to catch up.
What color was it?
It was... See, that was the thing. It was green. But...
Oh.
But I also... It came...
Green.
The first blast into the bowl was a fart blast.
Oh, yeah.
So it painted the walls of the freaking toilet. Like, it was like a... And it just, like a Pollock painting, it just, everywhere in the bowl.
Your ass too, right?
Yes.
And then, glad you tuned into this.
Wait a minute. Then, the best part was,
this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
You just got here.
Oh, Jesus.
I flush, because you gotta do the courtesy flush, wipe and everything else. But then,
nice.
I noticed there's one lone kernel of corn in the bowl.
Yeah.
So then that became target practice. I started peeing, like I forced out a piss to hit the little kernel of corn in the toilet. And that was my day.
We ain't found shit.
Well, now I know that Gas X is my problem. I should stop fucking taking Gas X.
No, but if you don't take the Gas X, then you can't get rid of the gas.
But I'm getting...
Then you still feel bloated.
But I don't... It's not that I feel bloated. I was taking the Gas X to eliminate gas.
No, it has the opposite effect.
I know! Are you listening to the same program?
Yes.
Now I know that if I take the gas X, it's bad.
Then stop putting shit in your body. It's giving you gas.
Stop doing it, but I didn't know.
Okay, Costello.
Jesus, I didn't know. Hi, Tony. What's going on?
Put your drawers on and take your gun off.
I didn't know. It's 2 weeks. I was busy. I was on a cruise. Which was horrible, by the way.
So what happened on the SS Minnow?
Fuck. I will never take... And this goes out to the people who are watching the video here on Facebook Live, as well as the people hearing the velvet fog that is our voice talk about farting and shitting.
Yeah, well, he just told you what he did. He just stunk the shit.
Well, besides that.
Besides that, he found that apparently had a bad experience. He found out Ginger and Marianne weren't hot.
Oh, wow.
My sister's name is Marianne. Don't fucking say that. No. I'm the skipper, too.
No, that's Gilligan's Island. You're thinking of Love Boat, right?
He said the fucking SS Minnow. So I followed up with a Gilligan's Island joke, Joe. Pay attention.
Okay. Joe?
Shut up!
Is anyone listening to the show?
Love Boat. There was a lot of cocaine on Love Boat.
Yeah, but that was...
Oh, there it is. Yeah, gas expert. Yeah. Now, wait. Listen. So what happened, though, on the boat is what I'm saying is don't ever take Norwegian cruise lines.
Why not?
Because they're, I will never travel. You can do whatever you want with your money. However, I'm saying to the fans at home and the fans listening in their cars and wherever they are, 718-577-1389. Besides that, what Joe's saying, I'm saying that they're not Swedish. They're fucking all Filipino on the boat anyway.
Oh, really?
And they're very militant.
Wow.
I felt like I was on the fucking thing with Noriega.
We ain't no Yankees.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. They didn't like, it was like they really just didn't like dumb Americans. Okay. Yeah. No, they weren't more like, no. Hitler. It was... Why does he always get blamed? I'm not saying Hitler. I'm saying they're more militant, like in the jungles of the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
But they're very snappy dressers. Very nice. Their uniforms are always beautiful.
They have machetes.
Yeah, they had to cut through to get to the dining room area. That was your machete noise, by the way? What the fuck?
Really chopping the wood.
Just get a weed whacker. Cut through that fucker real fast. All right, so what happened was, though...
Let's call it quits and pack up and leave.
No, I got a story here. The main problem was the first 2.5 days of the boat, I couldn't drink.
Uh-huh.
Now, me sober is not always fun, okay? He's more jolly when he's got some of that shit in his system. Like that. What happened was, I had this thing called the Ultimate Beverage Package. The UBP, Danny. That's slang for Ultimate Beverage Package. So I have this thing, and I approved it. I bought it. My mother bought it. It's a, joint venture. We buy it. We bought it for the promotional thing. Doesn't matter what the price was. We have
it's
the receipt.
It's cheaper that way than actually paying for them.
Yes. No. And we got the receipt. We have everything, the documents that we paid for it, ooh, the bill, the charges, everything.
Right.
According to their system, Norwegian Cruise Line, does not have any record of me having this.
That they heard about you.
So now, they heard. Yeah, we don't need this fat fuck drunk.
That's right.
So now I'm... Now,
at least $5,000 worth of booze.
So now we go back on to... every day I have to go back to this fucking front desk. They don't help me. They're very militant, like I said. It was like talking to Noriega. Like, all his children are at the desk, and they're very angry. And then I go through that, and then they give me, like, other times. Show up at noon. We'll see what we can do. Show up at 3. So the whole day, I'm traveling to the desk is what I'm farting, and I'm traveling to the desk. Desk.
Got propulsion.
Desk. That's it.
Messing up the bulletin board.
Yeah, so that's all I'm doing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm also sober, and that's all I'm doing.
Bad.
Okay?
Bad
so now,
sober.
Fast forward, we finally figure out what the problem was. It was something with the payment system that they got. They offered to give us an outside line to call the travel agent. We handle everything, but everything's still not done yet. I still don't have it because they're waiting for the factual evidence, I guess.
Right.
To
the
then give me
confirmation to come through that it was real and not some sort of forged document you had.
Yes, because, my little ringy-dink Ultimate Beverage Package is really going to put this boat in the fucking red. So now we go through this whole thing. everything's going wrong. They're fighting with us. We're fighting back with them. My sister was amazed I didn't jump over the counter and kill these people. It's a whole thing. We go through all the bells and whistles, so much so that the head of food and beverage comes down to pat us on the head and give us a cookie, and he buys us all a round of booze.
Well, you got
on
some
him.
Food and beverage from him. You're good to go.
So we do that part, but then yet again, though, he's still talking down to us. They're not handling the problem. Everything is still fucking wrong. Nothing is right on this boat. So then after that, and after we explain, and now also these people also, and when I say these people, I don't mean Filipino because this guy was Indian. When I mean these people, I mean the staff of the Norwegian Cruise Line, the Breakaway.
Was he American Indian?
No, he wasn't. Oh! He was dumb. So now we're having the conversation.
Sour choir.
This is going to be played during the trial, so now that footage will be used. Thanks, Jeff. Okay. So now we do the thing. Finally, I go back and forth. Now, one of the guys has the audacity, the sheer gall, the balls, to look a fat guy in the face who's sober and ask, well, how much can you drink anyway? That's what the fucking guy said to me. And I look him square in the face. And at this point, then I just flip the fuck out. I'm like, fucking look at me.
Yeah, really, man.
And I'm like, I'm sober and with my family. Fuck you. Fix it.
Yeah.
So now what pisses me off, though, is the bulls. The correct answer is, sir, how can I help you?
Yeah, here's a bottle of Shivers Regal.
Not... How much can you drink anyway? Because, dickhead, as much as I want is the fucking answer. I paid for it.
Yeah.
That's the end of the discussion. I paid for it. You have proof. You have proof that they're going to send you an email or a fucking text, smoke signal, whatever fucking you're going to get this message, however you're going to confirm it.
I don't see why they just don't tell the bartender, hey, give this guy what he wants.
Because they can't. Because in their opinion, they don't want to lose...
Yeah.
Over $1,200, because it's over that for the two people.
But you paid the $1,200.
Yeah, but they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're not losing. They're actually robbing an extra $1,200.
Yeah, but they don't give. Yeah. But yet again,
and let me tell you something. Booze costs nothing.
In
international waters for them. Sure.
What are you going to drink? I mean, seriously, when you really get down to it, you're going to drink $30-$40 worth of booze tops. If you're really drinking, you're going to drink $30-$40 worth of booze.
Well, when they charge you $10 a fucking drink, you know.
$10? No, what, was there a fucking sale?
I'm talking
$10.
About what it really costs.
But in the meantime, why don't you just go into the freaking...
What?
One of the stores when you're in international waters and buy a cheap bottle of booze.
Yeah. You can't open the bottle on the boat.
Why not?
That's the rule. They box up your... When you buy booze, they box up your shit.
I remember that when I went on a cruise.
Yeah, they don't... Did you buy a bottle and drink it right there? Did you buy a bottle of booze? Hold on. Think back. Get back into the Wayback Machine when you were on a cruise the last time. Did you buy a bottle of booze and drink it on the boat?
After I bought it, I got back to my room.
You drank it in the room? They allowed you to drink it in the room. What cruise line was this?
How are they going to know?
What?
How are they going to know?
Because they usually, when you buy booze on a boat, they box it up and then they take it away from you.
Oh, really?
They box it up in these nice, beautiful boxes.
And I'll give it to you later?
No matter what cruise line it is. Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, Celebrity, it doesn't matter. They usually box up your shit, fold it off.
So why didn't you tell them you needed it for your boyfriend?
Yeah.
What boyfriend?
I don't know. I wish
if I had some form of a relationship, it would have been a lot better because at least I would have got some sucky
medicinal
or purposes. Something.
What about bringing a bottle on? Can you smuggle?
A lot of people do. What they do now? What they do is they bring in the. This one guy was teaching me how he brings in because he's an older gentleman. They don't check the older gentleman.
A hollow leg.
So he has the no. He's not. He's not doing the pirate weighing. He has a what the fuck was it called?
Yeah.
What's the black people drink it?
Ripple.
Not Ripple. What is this, the fucking 60s?
Thunderbird.
What? Not cheap, give me a cheap bottle of Thunderbird. No, what's the
I smoke cools.
Come on. Hennessy. Know. So white Hennessy.
Yeah, Hennessy, okay.
But white Hennessy.
Yeah.
So it looks like a water bottle. He fills it up, puts it in the thing,
right.
Puts it in the bag, and then what they do is when they come in, when they stop you, he just keeps walking because he's old.
Right.
So he just keeps walking away.
Got the momentum.
From, they're not going to stop an old person, so he walks away, and then he has the booze in the room.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, and the only time that what happened You used to be able to bring wine on the boat.
Oh.
And you can only bring like 2 bottles per bag.
There's a loophole.
So when, yeah, there's a loophole because then you can have the wine at the table when during dinner on certain places. It's a whole thing.
Sure.
But either way, long story short, 2.5 days of not drinking, I made up for it later on. For the rest of the trip, and goddamn did I drink, Joe.
Good for you.
I drank like a fish.
Good for you. What's your favorite drink, Uncle?
My favorite drink is whiskey. I just enjoy really? A nice
you
whiskey.
Like an old Bushmill or something like that?
Yeah. I was drinking Bullet. That's what I was drinking.
I hate that shit.
I like Bullet. You don't like Bullet?
Well, I like, my favorite drink is, I usually have a Dewar's and a Coors.
A Dewar's and a Coors?
Yeah.
And then you look for whose?
And then you look for whose? And then you open the doors.
Yeah, and if I got a little bread, I get a black and a beer.
Johnny Walker Black. Well, that was a whole other thing. There's a whole other scam that they do where they, and I was asking Billy this off air, but I can ask him it on air, so at least we'll have a repartee back and forth. What exactly constitutes top shelf liquor? What constitutes, like, what is it?
Usually,
is it dealer's choice?
Yeah, usually whatever whoever's running the place wants it to be.
You're right about that.
Because they could tell you whatever.
Yeah, is there a creme de la creme? Yeah, is there like, because I know like Johnny Walker Blue is top shelf.
Way top shelf.
Yeah, that's all the way up. You know what I mean? Like, expensive stuff.
You're probably paying $50, $60 a shot for Blue.
Okay, but
it's
delicious. But what I'm saying though is, what constitutes top shelf liquor? Like, who makes that decision up?
Well, the difference
does the bar do it, or is there an actual hierarchy for top shelf liquor?
I know something about this because my Uncle Whitey was a bartender for many years.
Do you ever notice that Uncle Whitey does a lot of shit?
Yeah, Uncle Whitey
was
very busy.
He was the bartender at the
Chippendales on I-95?
Something like that. Anyway, he's just like, anything that's not. What they have is they have these off-brand liquors that they serve you. If you just want a gin and tonic or a scotch and water, they have these off-brand liquors.
Yeah, that's the bullshit. I'm talking about when you're getting a nice glass of something.
Yeah, but anything that you
like on the rocks.
But if you specify
or neat,
right?
What you want, like I want like a kettle vodka.
Kettle One on the rocks,
right? That's top shelf.
Yeah.
Our Shiv is real. Top shelf.
But that's what I'm saying. But even if they have a name brand, what makes it top shelf is my point.
They're all top shelf. Like Billy says, is what they tell you.
Yeah.
Like, so that's,
I'm looking right now at this one thing. I just put in top shelf liquor list.
And
like,
what's
for
on
vodka,
the list?
You have Absolute Red.
Okay.
That's a call one.
Mm-hmm.
Smirnoff Silver. That's another call.
Yeah.
Stoli. It's called Best.
Stoli. I know Stoli.
Bacardi 151
that's fucking lighter
shelf.
Fluid.
Yeah.
Bacardi 151 is lighter fluid.
Well, they used to say, like, Beefeater's gin was low shelf. You know?
Right.
Like,
that, Beefeater's. Like, the one bar I worked at, your vodka was Stoli.
Yeah.
Beefeater's was the gin. You know, it just.
The
cheapest
stuff,
one you could find
$4,
was down
$4
there.
A quart.
Beefeater was also Billy's nickname in the bathroom.
No, it wasn't. Not even close.
I'm pretty sure if you look in the whiskeys or the scotches or anything else that's up there, I'm pretty sure Gentleman's Jack is not top shelf liquor.
Oh, why not?
Because I'm sure Gentleman's Jack isn't. If Jack Daniels is not.
What?
Gentleman's Jack is only a little bit above because there's ones higher than that.
Yeah.
So how the fuck did Jack? Because they were trying to convince me that Gentleman's Jack was top shelf liquor. And the whole point of the story is that there's also, even if you have the ultimate beverage package, there's still beverages you can't fucking have.
Really?
That you got to pay money for.
Well, I'm sure.
They're going to do that.
Yeah, but it's horse shit. You have the ultimate beverage package.
Well,
it's if not you're quite ultimate, that ultimate now,
but
is
if
it?
You're ultimate is the point. Ultimate means the finite.
I agree.
Isn't that like the end? You're the ultimate warrior.
Yeah.
There wasn't a warrior above him.
These packages are very expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, like, really, what was your package, Eddie?
It was $600 and something.
$600 to drink on a 4-day.
$600 and something. So you're looking at almost $700, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot. You know, even a Johnny Walker Blue, which is is about $125 a bottle retail in the liquor store. They don't pay that much. They buy it offshore. They probably pay about $40 or $50.
Yeah.
Maybe even less. I mean, you know how many bottles of Johnny Walker Blue, which is really an expensive
shit,
can a guy drink to eat up $700 worth of liquor. I mean, he would have to drink 14 bottles of Johnny Walker Blue before they lose money on him.
They're never going to lose money on that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. You know,
they're always,
give the guy what he wants, for Christ's sake.
No matter what, they will always come out ahead.
Yeah.
Because an average beer costs you, what, $5, $6, $7, $8, depending on where and
depending
what time
on the
you
place.
Go.
They have it on draft over there. It's probably cost them next to nothing.
Right. Draft beer is always the money maker.
And it's better.
Depends if they clean the lines or not.
Well,
if they don't clean the lines, it doesn't make a difference.
All right, we got to wrap this up anyway.
Do we really?
Mean?
Well, we got to go to break, and we also have to announce that...
I thought it was 8 o'clock already.
No, the show's over. Everybody go home.
All right.
See you next week, guys. Transsexual goddess, Valentina Mia, will be on the show tonight. Which, everything that's going on... The hotbed of BS that's going on.
Is that the one with the big dick?
She's got a full 8 inches. It's
wow.
not. It's not.
Wish I had it.
You're thinking of another transsexual that we've had on,
okay.
Who I think even has a bigger dick.
Really? Yeah.
We're going to talk to her because with everything going on tonight with Trump and the transgenders can't be in the military thing, we got a whole thing there. Plus, on top of it, she's of course has an article about having sex with a transsexual.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, bisexual Ian.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
All right. And bisexual Marcus and all the other bisexuals that we have listening.
Why do we have so many bisexuals?
Because we haven't opened our policy.
It's the bear.
It's true.
It's
they
the bear.
They all come for the bear.
They all come for the bear right here, buddy.
Okay.
Like that. I'm the...
But
the thing that I was thinking, though, wouldn't a bisexual make the best fucking thing here? Think about it. A bisexual loves cock and loves pussy.
Yeah.
So the girl looks like a girl,
but
has a cock.
Yeah.
Wouldn't a bisexual relish that?
The guys in the barracks would love it.
I would think so, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. 718-577.
Hey, you want to take a shower?
1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we got more stuff to get to on the big show here. Sit back, relax, pull your pants up, maybe count the inches that you got.
Pull your pants down.
Maybe. We'll be right back. After these words, come on.
And now, Japan! Commercial!
Break for 30 seconds.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio. Bang, bang!
In the frying pan.
Toss what? Where?
In the frying pan.
Get it there.
Well, you can if you want. You're Cypress Hill. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Can I?
Insane in the brain. Loco in the cabeza. Dondo. Sabino Gelagante. If we speak, no. Sabino Gelagante. Yeah, that's right. Sabino Giant Saturday. You're right.
Yeah. See? Well, I understand.
We were speaking
taco.
We're speaking Espanol.
Oh.
So we can get a better rating because the Spanish channels are doing phenomenal. In the
Well.
Si, señor.
Si, señor. ¿Cómo está? Later on in the program, transsexual goddess herself, Valentina Mia, will be on the program. She'll be hanging out with the ham. You can also hang out with the ham as well. Interact with us live via the Facebook Live suite. It's located directly right there on my page. Tons of people. Gene's in there. Carl's in there. I don't know that name, but I'm going to say it. Shazilo is in there. Joe is in there. Nick is in there. Tony's in there. DJ Diamond is in there. Beyonce's freaking... And Kevin Hart's personal DJ, who's friends of us, are in here right now. Captain Cucumber, a.k.a. Captain Cucumber, is in the house listening to the Ham Radio Show, enjoying us live, the uncrowned kings of reality radio, right here on the Unfiltered Radio Network. Go to Unfiltered Radio Network for further details. I miss this. 2 weeks when you're off, Joe.
I know.
Holy fuck, it is like a drug. You miss it.
Sure do. I sat down here by myself. I was waiting for you guys to show up for 2 weeks.
I know.
Nobody was here. Nobody called in.
What's weird is that I don't not believe you. I believe every word you're saying.
I know. Tony Clifton was going, "What are you doing down there?"
And Joe just said, "Masturbating!"
Yeah, that's right.
All right, stay there.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. I want to know what you think is the top shelf liquor. Hashtag top shelf liquors. Because I'm still debating this topic off air. We're still trying to figure out what exactly is a top shelf liquor.
Do they have top shelf beer?
Of course they probably do, but I think that's more in the beer snob world.
Oh, okay.
The beer snobs are the ones that come out.
Like the most interesting man in the world?
No. Like the ones, the people that, the hipsters and the other assholes that are just beer snobs, and they tell you, that's the beer you want.
Oh, okay.
And they tell you why, and they tell you how many hops are in it. And they tell you, oh, it's made with grapefruit essence and rose petals.
This one has heroin.
It's poured. They find
that's good beer.
They find a virgin and they pour the barrel over her vagina into your glass, and it's only kissed by Jesus.
That's right.
Like those assholes, the beer snobs. They are the only ones that drink good beer.
Yeah. Essence of Billy.
Essence of Billy. There's an essence.
By the way, I know how old Billy is.
Oh, by the way.
Oh,
Billy.
While, that was one of the other things. While we were away, 2 weeks, not only did the lead singer of Linkin Park die.
Yeah, Billy too.
Billy died a little bit more inside because he had a birthday. Happy birthday, Billy.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
And wifey made him a cake that actually looked like cake.
Really?
It wasn't some weird hell thing. It looked like fucking cake.
Okay.
It was a German cake, supposedly German chocolate cake.
And it looked delicious. Yeah.
And it also hated the Jews,
which
is a weird thing for a cake to do.
Billy,
how old are thou?
Thou be 49.
Yeah. Almost over the hill.
Next year's the big one, Bill.
Yes.
Yeah. If I make it that far.
Joe's gonna throw you a big party.
Yeah, I'll throw you a party.
Let's do it.
Gonna have a DJ.
We'll get DJ Diamond, a.k.a. Captain Cucumber. And I guess Trish is coming? I don't know what that meant.
Hello, Billy.
Frosting for everyone.
Billy, 49 years of age. That's one step in the grave and the other on a banana peel, Billy. You are almost.
I want to thank you for giggles because I felt like I was there with all the pictures she took.
Yeah, she took a lot.
Jesus Christ. She always does.
I didn't see that she put them on Facebook.
You got to have an Instagram, Joe.
Not even that. She puts them on fucking Facebook and Twitter. Yeah. She's a fucking Japanese tourist.
I usually see them on Facebook, and I frolic to the cuteness of women.
You frolic to Billy's fiance?
No, to the cuteness of Billy.
The cuteness of Billy.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's frightening.
Billy.
Does, like, shit ever get stuck in the tip of your dick?
I would sometimes. Oh. So is Mike on? I'm sorry.
Billy's a big huggy teddy bear.
He is.
He's so cuddly.
I like to give him nice warm hugs.
I want to hug him.
I'll just hug him and say, Joe, get up and hug him.
Okay.
Hug him right now. Get up. No, get up and hug him. Don't
give him a big wet
kiss. Don't cock tease him, Joe. Get up and hug him.
So I'm stuck behind my drum.
Ha ha.
Sorry, I was drinking. Okay, so.
Yeah.
I had this thing. Normally on this show, we play this. Hold on, let me get this ready to
stuff.
Go here. No, we play a game on this show, and it has its own intro, so.
Ham Radio presents Anal or No Anal.
All right, and Anal or No Anal is a very easy game to play.
Oh, sure, yeah.
All it is we give you, like, a random woman.
Right.
Celebrity, even, like, the girl next door. Whoever you throw out as a name, and we pretty much debate if that woman has had anal or no anal. It's a very simple game.
Or to put it bluntly, does she take it up the ass?
For example, our brand new first lady. Melania Trump.
No way.
Or no anal.
He says no. I say absolutely if she wants to stay in the country.
No.
Anyone else?
Donald ain't got that much money.
I think anal. I'll say anal.
You're going to say anal?
Anal or no anal.
Billy?
I'm going to say no because I don't think he would proceed down that route.
Oh, sure he would.
No. Sure he would.
He likes to grab the pussy,
her.
Bill.
He is the leader of the free world. That's right.
He is fucking that ass.
That's what he had Hillary Clinton for.
Yeah. God damn it.
That's right.
Now,
I don't think.
No, I think Hillary Clinton is a pitcher, not a catcher.
Maybe.
Yeah. She wears the belt.
She straps it on, and Bill just takes it. And they go, Bill.
Bend over, Billy.
Come on, Billy.
Now you know why he was always jogging.
Yeah.
He was just trying to get the shit out of his ass. It was impacted.
Set it up. Yeah.
All right, now.
I feel your pain.
So today I was out. I was in the city. Of course, I work in Manhattan.
You outed yourself in the city?
I outed myself. I said, finally, it's time, boys.
Gotta start wearing that raincoat, Eddie.
Take a gander at my penis. Yeah. Come on, boys.
Yeah.
Show me the stuff. It's in there. Just move it around. You'll find
it. Well, I'm queer, and now I'm here.
Thank you. Besides that, I also, the question was, I was looking around.
Yeah.
And you know, like, you ever just, like, you go and you just people watch?
No.
Okay. You don't people watch?
Nope.
I don't people watch.
You've never people watch?
You never
just looked at people and you wonder stuff about them?
I do that at the malls all the time.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm not the only insane one here. No. Joe was on my team of Captain Insane.
People, I say, is that guy fatter than me?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the answer is always yes.
Does that guy have a bigger dick than me? Yes.
Now,
anal or no anal?
Was not the question I was asking.
Yeah. Right.
Billy, give me the theme song, please, because I have a question. BJ or no way? So BJ or no way is a very simple question. Have you ever looked at, like, say, someone at your job, Danny?
Yeah.
Okay, your boss.
Okay.
And if she's female or male, doesn't matter who it is. Mostly the females I do this with.
I would think, yeah.
And you look at the female, and you wonder if she goes BJ or no way. Because it depends if they actually suck a dick. Because I can't imagine people that I work with. There are certain people and other people that are around the area that are in that Rockefeller Center area. They're just visiting and at the food trucks and everything.
I
look at them and it literally the question pops into my head, BJ or no way.
Now, is this while they're eating a banana or a hot
some
dog?
Are, some
or
some are.
Chocolate-covered strawberry.
Edward, let me put your mind at rest.
Yes.
There's not a woman in this world over the age of, say, maybe 15 who hasn't had a cock in her mouth at one time or another.
I don't agree with you.
I don't agree. Oh, I know chicks that don't like to suck dick. Don't do anything
but they've
else.
All done it at least once. I don't care who they are. They've all done it at least
once. Yeah, but everyone's done it at least once. Whoops. Sorry. Is this mic on? I'm sorry. I thought we were on commercial. No.
Just the curiosity.
Yeah, but
what does that taste like?
But I don't think
sweaty armpit, according to Marcus.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah? Yes, a cock tastes like a sweaty armpit.
Oh, that's thing I'll never find out either.
I love how
Giggles
just... I
won't find out what a sweaty armpit is, or...
But not on your bucket list. Like.
No, but I'm just saying...
Yeah?
You've never looked at someone and just wondered, like, you just... I can't see her sucking a dick.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot see her sucking a dick.
Oh, sure, Mother Teresa. But I can, you know,
Mother Teresa was totally slobbing the knob.
Well, you know what I'm trying to say. You can't,
everybody in Calcutta was getting some.
The alleged Virgin Mary.
That's how she kept the virginity.
I'm just saying, I looked today and I was wondering, and I had like six different chicks that I walked around and I looked at one. And she was wearing this beautiful, like, sweater.
Yeah.
But with no sleeves. Ooh. Little side tits showing. Ooh. And her, I looked at her and
wanna
I said...
see my big tits?
I did ask her that. She in my head, she said that, Danny. But then also, I was like, she sucks dick. She just sucked a dick. You know. And, see, you could do it... Joe, I'm not going to count if you suck a dick once. Because that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Everybody sucked a dick once. Right, Billy? Anyhow,
I don't know.
Speak for yourself.
Sorry, I think I was.
I really go.
I'm gonna.
It's never been presented to me. So
Giggle, Giggle.
Oh, I've been in that room.
Giggle says, "Does a strap-on count?"
Now, how about a toe? Do you ever suck a toe, Billy?
I've done a toe job.
Yeah.
I've done a toe job.
Well, you did it on the air.
Yeah, I will suck a girl's toes. What the fuck do I give a shit?
I know.
I but never got the foot fetish thing.
I don't have a foot fetish.
No.
If a girl likes her toes sucked,
like,
I
used to work with this medic, right? And he's sitting there and he's showing me pictures of, like, chicks.
Feet.
Like, yeah, feet. Like, and he's like, doesn't she have, like, cute toes? I'm like,
I don't give a shit about her toes.
Like, I don't know. I don't. And freaking, there's a dude we worked the freaking path mark. I don't throw his name out. We'll say it off the air. But used to fucking have a foot fetish. Worked in my store.
Oh, I know. I know who you're talking about. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know.
I went to the back of that van for that place.
Sure.
Okay? And in the back of the van, and I don't give a shit if he's listening to the show, there was fucking foot porn in the back of the van.
Really?
In the van. So that means he jerked off on the fucking goddamn truck.
We're talking about two different people.
All right, either way, the guy I'm talking about jerked off the foot porn on the bus.
But the one you're talking about, anything, man.
No, anything.
I know who you're talking about with the man, but...
I love this country. I know who you're talking about, but you don't know who I'm talking about. But either way, they're fucked in the head.
Yeah.
And my question is kind of basic.
I was paid to drive around and go get shopping carts. Yes,
yes.
I used to go joyriding with you in there.
Yes. And not one of us fucking watch foot porn.
No. But I never got like the foot
I've never
foot
a lot of fetishes. And to a certain extent, transsexuals, they're coming on Valentina Mia, who's coming on. That's a fetish.
Yeah.
That's coming on, you know, she's coming on later. That's a fetish.
That's right.
Everything's a fetish. It's what you like. I don't even care what you like.
Okay.
My thing is, okay, so then you can play feet or no feet, whatever. I mean, like, whatever you're into. But my whole thing was today.
I haven't just wondered if somebody give.
You've never looked at a chick and go, "This girl does not suck dick."
I don't know. I looked at a chick and wonder if she gave good blowjobs. But
that's well, that's kind of the same question. That's kind of the same question.
And there's a couple of people that I know, not from
experience.
Yeah, yeah, but I know because
they haven't sucked your dick.
They haven't sucked my. But I walked in. I went out of work, and they're all standing there, and then they asked me the question: is, you know, when a girl's blowing you, do you put the hand behind the back of the head? You know,
I never because I've been yelled at too many times
yeah,
for
girls
doing
don't
that.
Like that. They don't like
and they
don't
have
like
that
it.
Whole conversation. So here I come walking out, but that's why I'm yeah. assuming they all.
Well, they sucked it. Those girls
somewhere
sucked
along
it.
The way, one of them. Yeah, probably
yeah, but yeah. my whole thing is that when I'm getting a blowjob. Remember, I don't also love blowjobs. Yeah. Not a big blowjob guy. I like handjobs. But I like a nice old-fashioned, Danny. I like a whiskey and a nice old-fashioned.
Do you ever use your toe instead of your dick? My friend Petey used to like to use his toe.
Uncle Whitey.
No, that was my friend Petey.
Wait, he used to fuck the girl with his foot.
With his toe. His big
Just
toe.
His big toe.
His big toe. He loved it. He used to stick his big toe in there.
That was his thing? That was his fetish?
That was his thing, yeah.
That's a weird fetish.
Yeah, he liked to toe a girl.
That's
you
a weird
give
fetish.
The poor girl out.
I like to give a girl...
I don't know.
I like to give a girl a good toeing. I like to tell her, get over here, you fat bitch. I'm
the world champion of the world.
I got to give her a good toeing.
And tomorrow you go to the doctor.
He's calling a toe job.
Yeah. Go to the doctor and get athlete's
But I can
cut.
See, like, if you're in, like, a bubble bath together and one's laying on one side of the tub and you're on the other and you get your
What
you
is this, Arthur? What, why are you in a bubble bath?
I don't know. Just say you're in a
excuse
tub
me,
or something.
Excuse me, Dudley Moore. Why are you in a bubble bath with Liza?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How about you're in a bed? You're in a bed.
All right, you're in a fucking bed, but then you're usually laying in the same direction. Like
for what?
You're rubbing the puss with your foot.
Your toe, your big toe.
Your toe, whatever.
Then at any time,
foot don't
you can rub your fucking foot.
I mean, unless they're really like, you know, those,
I'm just
those
saying,
lesbians.
I don't know.
Donald Trump used to...
I'm trying to help out Joe over here. It obviously didn't work out.
Donald Trump used to toe him right in the puss.
Yeah.
That's what he used to do.
It's a big toe's a big. Yeah.
I have a big toe, too. My dick is bigger than my toe, though.
Yeah.
Thank Christ.
Some guys have a toe bigger than their dick.
I sometimes do.
Yeah.
My toe is always erect.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Well, Petey was a really weird guy. He's like...
Really? He was toe-fucking women?
Yeah.
How is he not a weird guy?
Well, he's like...
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
His big thing on the subway, like, he would, he liked the armpits. Like, you're talking about armpits?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Was, like, you know the subway when the girls wear those sleeveless blouses?
Right.
Joe knows what the sweat...
First off, get on mic.
Joe knows
I don't want to miss
Joe
any
knows
this.
What the sweaty armpit tastes
yeah.
like.
No, he used to really enjoy using, you know, looking at...
What, he'd smell their armpits?
Well, armpit. No, he liked
lick them?
Looked, you know, you look down the armpit, and you don't really see...
Wait a minute, hold on, shut up.
Get a good side
shut
view.
Shut up. Yeah. Wait a minute, he liked armpit cleavage?
Sort of, yeah.
Armpit cleavage.
You know, like when the girls were sleeveless blouses. Like,
yeah,
you know,
but was he seeing tit?
No, you really don't see tit. But you
so
see,
just
like,
armpit cleavage.
You see, like, this part over here, like, you know.
Yes, armpit, cleavage. That side
yeah.
boob.
You see much, much more in a bathing suit than you would
oh,
see.
Oh, I love bikinis.
Yeah. All right, so
I have a thing for bikinis.
I thought you were an evening yeah. gown person.
Wait a minute. No, I love evening gowns.
Petey was a weird guy.
I love bikinis. So, I have a lot of things,
I'm
Danny.
I'm guessing Petey would, like, stand there, put his dick into the armpit, and toe the broad.
No, he would, like, lick the armpit while he was towing. You know, he okay. has
Wait, so he'd toe a bitch
yeah.
and then lick her armpit
yeah,
at the same
to,
time?
He liked to, maybe it was like Marcus. He wanted to suck dick.
I hope the chick was sure.
Yeah. No, he used to bend them up in different ways, you know. Like,
tie him up and twist him around.
He was a weird guy, yeah. And his girlfriend was gorgeous. Oh, he had this girlfriend who had these green eyes. Like, she was beautiful.
And
she was the type I would never, I don't think he ever towed her. Probably told everybody else, but
all right. By the way, we also got confirmation.
Yeah.
By Captain Cucumber,
oh.
aka DJ Diamond.
Hi, Diamond.
Will DJ Billy's party? So now we have toe fucking yeah. and Captain Cucumber.
Okay.
So it's a good day. Yeah, Dan, you got to keep
Excellent.
Up on that because I totally missed. I totally missed Captain Cucumber answering us.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Greg Charles also in here from Caroline's yeah. as well. So
apparently Billy got anal, but no BJ. Wait, for his birthday.
You got anal?
I did.
I guess the fuck out.
That's what your lady is saying.
Wait, Billy. So wait, wait. Now,
all right.
She wait, gave him anal.
Hold on. Now, now the question is this, Billy?
Or no anal?
Yeah. Did you get anal?
Right. Or did you give anal?
Wait. Did you give anal or did you get anal? Anal?
There was no anal involved.
Dude, hold on, giggles. Did you fuck?
At least when I was there.
Did, well, somebody's confused.
Did Billy pull the Houdini out? Did he bang the chick?
Yeah, I don't know.
And it wasn't her, or I don't understand how the anal was involved.
It says Billy enjoyed it immensely. No,
okay, I guess I did.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You must have been drunk, Billy, because I would have remembered that.
I would have remembered
that too.
You would have remembered giving it to him.
I tried anal. I tried anal a couple of times.
Well, you did.
And it hurts my ass.
Oh.
So. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
But also, but banging a chick, that was the only thing, like, that I tried. Like, even with lube,
yeah.
It's the only benefit of my cock. My cock is thick, and I can't get it in a butthole. It doesn't work.
Yeah, but you got to try.
But it doesn't work for me. I tried. It's not like I ain't tried, dude. I took a running fucking start. I ran from the kitchen into my.
Got to find the right chick.
Yeah, that's you got. Yeah, but is she the right chick? If you can go, if you can slip it right in her asshole, Danny.
Yeah.
Is she really the right chick?
Really?
I mean, think about it.
You know, she's not got taking a great ass.
It's like the opposite of Cinderella, Danny. It's not supposed to fit perfectly. It's supposed to be a little bit of work to get it in
a
the butthole,
fight like a toy. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's so funny we're talking about this today because
what,
I had a wet dream last night
about anal.
About anal. I was doing anal.
What was his name?
Well, no, it was actually, this was, you go back, I'm retired like a number of years.
Joe, you said retarded wrong.
I'm retired. No. But this was an account of mine, and she wasn't that attractive.
An accountant?
An account, a person I work with. And she wasn't that attractive, but in my dream, I was
fucking her in the ass.
Yeah, and I don't know why, because I have no sexual interest in this woman at all.
But, well, obviously you do. Your subconscious is giving her an ass bang.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. But when I woke up, my dick hurt. You know, from, like, trying to get it in, you know.
And, now, what loud asshole yeah. Girl next?
My dick hurt, and there was shit on the end of my dick.
Does, like, shit ever get stuck on the tip of your dick?
Yeah.
And now my wife can't walk.
There's a hole in the headboard. I don't know how that got there. But,
I don't know why she smacked me in the face this morning. No, it's true.
Why is the dog limping?
Why won't the dog come near you?
Is that why the Bush's bean dog ain't here?
That's the truth, though. It really happened.
Ruh-roh, Joe's having that anal dream again. The dog's clawing at the door.
God, you're making me cry.
I'm sorry, Joe. It's been 2 weeks.
Oh my goodness.
But I don't know. It was something today. I was people watching.
Yeah.
The original point of the story.
Oh, yeah.
Was I was asking if you just look at what, because I have a tendency to just, you look at people and you just wonder if they do stuff. Like I've always, like a porn star that we've had on the show,
yeah.
Right? I won't jerk off to just even the thought of her here.
Ooh.
I have to see how she handles a dick.
Oh, sure.
Or I have to see how she takes it in the butt. Or I gotta say, I have to see it in action.
You know, that's so
and then
true.
I do that.
That's so true. You know, you look at some women and you say, oh, they don't do anything.
And then that's the one that has a trapeze.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's really, even when we've met a lot of porn stars, Eddie.
Yes, we have, Joe.
We've met them.
And we will be meeting more at the Expo in November.
Yes, we will. And you know, we talk to them, and you know, if you haven't seen their work, you would look at them and say, oh, you don't fuck, you know.
Yeah. But, well, Joe looked at the chick that came on and didn't even know she had a dick.
Would you
that's
do
right,
me?
Yeah.
Joe was looking
would
at Valentine.
Somebody's
doing somebody.
Some very convincing people.
I know. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk to her when we come back. It's Valentina Mia when we come back here on the show. She has a new article out. I don't have the publication right this very second in front of me, but I can find it. But it's how to have sex with a transsexual person.
Up to you.
And I said the answer was very carefully.
Yeah, really.
But no, there's definitely more to it than that.
That reminds me of an episode of Shameless. The gay dude falls in love with a transgender.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't know how to have sex with him.
It's like a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
He wanted to fuck him.
Yeah.
Because it was a chick, now a dude.
I still say if Bisexual Marcus is listening, yeah. I'm telling you, you should check out transsexuals.
Yeah, really.
I really do think, when we talk to Valentina, I'm going to ask if a lot of bisexuals have sex with transsexuals.
Yeah.
I think it should be a little, so bisexual, a little BSTS, Danny. Well, a little BSTS.
A bisexual could have sex with anybody.
Exactly.
They got the whole world in their hands.
Yes.
The whole world.
In their hands. They got the whole wide world. In their hands. 718.
Joe's got the big dick in his ass. Joe's got the big dick.
No, he was fucking the 718-577-1389 is the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hey, yo, this is Method Man, and you're listening to the Ham Radio Show. Ham, ham, ham. Can I get a suit?
Army with harmony. Yeah. God bless you, Joe. It's the Ham Radio Show. Got a little OPP for you.
What happened?
OPP.
OP?
Not OB. He got fired. OPP.
No.
How can I explain
it? You gotta take a pee?
Not yet.
I did that.
OPP, how can I explain it? I take it friend by friend. I jump your home, jump a shower saying it. Always for other with the pee and scratch at the temple. Your last pee will, that's not that simple. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. Let's get Valentina Mia on the phone.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever had a girl that met her on a nasal low? You know what's weird? I thought that was the actual thing.
So did I.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm looking for Valentina Mia.
This is she.
Yes, this is she. Round of applause.
Welcome to Ham Radio.
Yes. Welcome, baby. How are you?
I'm lovely.
Yes, you
are. A little bit hot.
You are a little bit hot. I'll tell you that right now. you're in Texas though, right?
Sure am.
That's why you're a little bit fucking hot, because it's Texas.
Houston.
Yeah, it's Houston. It's 140 in the shade.
All my exes live in Texas.
All my exes.
90-something, at least.
90-something in the shade. Kiss my ass. You think my fat ass goes to Texas, I'm going to fucking burst into flames, Danny. You understand that shit?
You'll melt into a big, giant
damn
puddle.
Right.
It'll be great.
It'll be great. By the way, so Valentina Mia, who's on the phone, is a transsexual goddess. That's how she's billed, and that's how I'm going to refer to her
a
as.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Transsexual.
Well, that's
thank
it.
You
are pretty fucking hot.
Yeah.
And look, it's not the first time I've ever said to someone who has a penis, you're pretty fucking hot. Yeah. However, is the first time I'm saying it out loud.
Yeah.
It is a now. You got to take me through this for a second, because I'm asking questions. I'm not judging. I'm just asking. I don't get transsexual. Explain it to me like I'm a fucking moron, because I am.
Yes, you are.
But explain it to me like, because if you like, you have an 8-inch cock. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
All right, so now if you have an 8-inch cock.
I'm envious.
I'm envious, definitely envious of an 8-inch cock. Look, she only has 7 more inches than me, Joe.
Well, you know.
The fact is, I'm asking because, like, because I don't care, quite frankly, what you do with your life. It's your life. I don't give a shit.
Sure.
I'm more power to you. If this is what makes you happy, it makes you happy. My question is, you're welcome. You didn't need my seal of approval. I'll tell you that right now. But my, you're right. You're absolutely right. My question is, I don't get it.
Okay.
Why have an 8-inch cock and then you're also a woman? Explain that to me.
Okay. Well, because it's a mental thing, it's not a physical thing. Like, I wasn't born with boobs, for example, but now I do have them from hormones. And also with hormones, I've just realized that I've noticed over time that, like, a lot of the things that I felt, the feelings that I felt, and the sort of, like, unease and, like, kind of, like, I felt like I lived, like, in a gray. And I just, it was, like, it's very difficult to explain what it's like to have gender dysphoria, which is the medical term for it. But that's
what's the medical term?
It's kind of like depression, like, in a way.
All right, but what's the medical term? Because I missed it.
Gender dysphoria.
Gender dysphoria.
No, it's like euphoria, and the opposite would be dysphoria.
Okay, so you feel like you're in the wrong body.
Pretty much, yes.
All right, so I'm dumbing it down for my listeners because, you know, it's my listeners, and they're not, like, you know, Ivy League fucking people. So you feel like you're in the wrong body. And, okay, so take me from that. Yeah.
Basically, yes. And for some of us, we're okay with having the parts that we have. And for those people, you could call them, like, non-operative. They don't want an operation. That would be correct, gender corrective operation. And
okay.
I say gender because it's not like asexual, like transsexual is a little bit outdated. I know that's the name of the article that I wrote, but that term is outdated as far as like what we call people now transgender. And that's because like sex doesn't change. That's biological, it's genetic. Like you either are like your sex on biologically is one thing, but gender is a performance. Gender is who you are in society. It's the role that you have in society. It's the, it's something that's not as scientific. In other words, it is sociological, and for that reason, it can change.
Okay, so what is the actual term we're supposed to use?
Transgender.
Just transgender. Now that covers everybody.
That covers everyone who's transgender.
Well, no. Well, I mean, it covers Danny too. But what I'm saying is, it covers everybody. Is what I'm saying in that community, like an umbrella. It's an umbrella term, is what I'm saying.
Yes, and I mean, there is trans asterisk as well, which is supposed to be inclusive of people like that are cross-dressers and stuff. It's not that their gender has changed. Like, they don't identify, if you're cross-dressed, they don't identify as the gender that you're performing as, but rather that you're just dressing as that gender. So it's distinct. So, like a drag queen, for example, is not like transgender, but and some people would argue that trans asterisk, which is its own community, that umbrella category would be inclusive of cross-dressers, for example.
Right.
Or other non-binary people, or like non-binary people identities rather.
Seems like there's a lot of terms.
There's too many rules.
There's like a lot of rules here for me. Like just doing, just you're doing what you're doing because it's what you want to do and it makes you feel good, right? That's really the terminology. Like it seems like
yeah. In short, I'm a woman. Okay?
Yeah,
I'm the kind
absolutely.
Of woman that I am. It's a trans woman. Just like women. Some women are black women or. Or like, you know, I'm also an African American woman, I'm also a Latino woman, I'm also a lot of other things. I'm a beautiful woman, you know, I'm a whole lot of things.
Well fine.
A whole lot of women.
Be everything you wanna be, Jesus. God. Oh, I'm black and I'm Puerto Rican and
we
I'm
have
hot.
A lot of identities in the intersect.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Well no, I trust me, I've seen your pictures. I know. My question, because I still stumble upon these points, like, because I wonder about tucking. Are you a tucker? Uh-huh. What do you do with 8 inches of cock? I've never had this problem.
Well, I'm a grower, so
yeah.
Thank goodness. Because I also happen to not really like what I have. I do want to have surgery one day. And what I do is I guess I tuck, but like I don't really have to like do much to tuck. I just wear like panties that are like tight enough for me to do that. And like I've never had like a bulge or something.
And
I don't get like spontaneously erect or anything like that.
Well, okay, that was another question. You don't get just because technically you have the mechanics of a dude down there. I'm not calling you a dude. What I'm saying is that you're a chick with a dick, and I know that's old terminology as well. But my question is, you don't get hard-ons throughout the day. Like you don't like see something that attracts you, whatever it is, and it doesn't you know, like turns you on. You don't get erect at all.
Yeah, so, like, the anatomy is the same right now, right? But, like, the thing that's changed is my hormones. So because of that, like, it's really interesting how estrogen affects the body. And for me and for a lot of other transgender women, the way that we get aroused is not in the same way as we used to. Men are more physical, and I think women are more emotional. So, like, if there's, like, a guy that, like, is really making me, like, emotionally, like, heightened, that's my way of being aroused. And then I would get an erection. And I can get an erection very easily with those people who do make me aroused in that way.
All right. See, that's
like a romance.
Well, all about the control.
She's not. Let's just say she's not hard for anyone here, is what I'm saying.
That'll be a stretch.
Yes. It's a stretch and a tuck, Joe.
I
can identify someone as hot, but like I don't like get like an erection because they're hot. Like,
yeah, see, now I have a much smaller penis and I'm always hard. That's the problem.
But you can't tell.
You can't tell.
Is that a problem?
I'm telling you, it looks like a clit.
Lucky you.
Thank you. Jealous? Are you jealous?
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
You jealous of my clit dick?
I have a friend who's intersexual and it has a pretty small one.
Yeah, well, we.
And I'm jealous. And she has both, actually.
Well, yeah, we had intersexual. She's so lucky she has two.
I would like to have a vagina. Like that's why I'd say that.
But isn't the man-made vagina, isn't that like not? I don't know. How, like, isn't it like not safe? And it, does it feel? Does it like because it's essentially an open wound that you have to put something in to stay open? Am I correct? I mean, I could be totally fucking wrong, and you could correct me. Is what I'm asking.
Okay, I'm going to start off by saying I have no clue what a mangina is.
It's a man-made vagina.
I do know. I am familiar with, like, vaginoplasty, which is, like, trans, like, surgery that some trans women get. Like, it's a surgery that they get to basically transform their penis into a vagina.
Yeah, they cut it down the middle. Yeah, they cut it down the middle, and they open it up. We watched the whole video of how to do that.
Yeah. You saw, isn't that video really trippy?
It's yes.
really trippy.
It's true. We did it on the air, and we were shocked and amazed.
It's very trippy. I'm trying to, like, get my mind around it still. But, yes, based essentially, yes, that's the surgery that some people would have. But it is – it's nowadays – I mean, I don't know, maybe you're watching a really old video or something like that, but – Nowadays, like, it, you can feel it, you can orgasm, you can, like,
well, I'm
all
sure
those things are definitely possible.
I'm sure they have evolved in the mechanics of building these structures.
Yeah, and also it's just indistinguishable from genetic women's vagina. If you have, like, a decent surgeon, I mean, like, there are botched surgeries, but, I mean, I would say that's the case with any surgery that you have. Right?
Yeah, yeah, I don't...
There's a possibility.
When I say mangina, I'm not saying that, like, it looks weird. I'm just saying that I think that, like, when the ones I've seen, anyway...
The video we seen, it kind of looked very crude and
yeah,
not...
Yeah, because it probably was an older video. Right. She, look, Valentina Mia...
It's probably an old video, and also, again, I would shy away from saying mangina, because I'm not a man, and nor after I have a...
No, it's not man... No, no,
I'm a mangina.
Wait. It's, when I say mangina, I mean man-built vagina, not you're a man...
Oh, okay.
A man built, yeah.
Well, that's what it can sound like.
Oh yeah, I'm not disrespecting.
A man with a vagina, which is like, that's why I was like, are you talking about like a trans man or something? That's what I was confused about.
No, I mean a work crew comes in and they build it up
that
and they make.
So rough.
I'm just saying, like, you get a surgery and it's a man-made vagina. It was one because you weren't born with a vagina.
There were plenty of women surgeons.
Oh no, well, woman. Right? It's in there. Okay. It's a woman vagina. Okay.
Thank you.
If it makes you feel better, I'm just saying.
That's a great idea.
It's the equivalent to a man-made lake. It wasn't there, but now it's there.
And now it's there. And we want everyone to stick
the... No, actually, it was there. In the womb, actually, we all start off with vaginas.
Right.
And they're made into the penises.
Some of us still have them, yes.
As female, like, basically, in the body.
I'm so confused.
I'm confused as well. But what I'm saying is, first off, I want the world to understand that I mean no disrespect to Valentina Mia. We're learning here. We're Neanderthals.
Yeah.
We're learning. That's number one. Number two...
We don't know shit.
Yes, number two, though, I'm also, I mean no disrespect by anything. I'm trying to comprehend. And first off and foremost, I'm also very pro that whole... I mean, all the letters... You know what I mean? Like, every letter that's fucking out there, because we on this show, we go hashtag, we don't care. That's our thing. That's our stance. We want you to be happy. We don't give a shit how you're happy. We just want you to be happy. And that's why we're talking to Valentina Mia, by the way, and she has an article on simplysxy.com, simply sexy, it's just the cool way to say it, simplysxy.com, and the article is how to have sex with a transgender woman. Now, the myths were the thing that intrigued me. How the article, the misconceptions on sex with transsexuals is what intrigued me. Because, all right, number one, myth number one, we all have penises. Wouldn't that automatically be a thing? I mean, is that a myth that people think that you don't have penises?
The myth is that we all have penises, because we don't all have penises. Some of us have, like my friend who is intersexual, she does identify as transgender, so she has both, and also people who have had surgery don't have penises.
Okay, but that's myth number one out. They don't all have penises, people. Pay attention. Myth number two, all right, we all hate/love using our penises. Do you love to use your penis? That you have, or do you hate it?
Well, my subjective truth isn't the objective truth, so I have a love-hate relationship with it, so sometimes yes, sometimes no, so it's complicated, but I mean, and I think that's representative of a nice little segment of the transgender community, but yeah, some of us hate it, absolutely, and some of us love it, absolutely, so it's just, as you'll see through the article, it's just about, like, just understanding that transgender people are just transgender people, and that's it. That doesn't mean much more than what it is, right?
Well, I'm trying to get
so the stereotypes and stuff aren't very fair.
Yeah,
well,
I don't want to give away too much of the article, Valentina. I'm trying to get people to read the article. So I want people, you know what I mean? Like, exactly. If I tell them everything that's in the article, then they're going to go, well, what the hell do I have to go read it? I want people to read it because I want people to, this is my thing. If we learn, if we open each other up here and we learn about each other's stuff, then there's going to be no fighting and bullshit. Because then we'll all be on the same page. We go, oh, she's just transsexual. That's what she does. She likes that. That's what she does. She was born that way. She felt that. Now she got the surgery. You know what I mean? Like, you'll know things as opposed to just being dum-dums
if there's
and coming out and saying wrong things.
People understand it, they won't be so...
Exactly.
Exactly. And I love educating people. Like, for example, like I try to shy away from saying the surgery because transgender women can get many surgeries. So I just would just say bottom surgery is usually what's referred to as, which I haven't actually said yet. So I would just like, I would call it like bottom surgery in particular because some women don't want it. So to say like the surgery implies that like in order for someone to be truly transgender or something that they have to have it or want it, which I don't think is fair. We already have enough problems. We don't need people to like tell us what it means for us to be transgender, you know?
No, absolutely. But what I think, this is my point though. Like, I'm noticing there's too many things. Like, I don't want to say this because that's what it is. Because if I say this, then somebody else gets offended. Can we all get on the same page and just call it whatever the fuck we want to call it? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, then that leads to confusion, though, I think.
No, but I don't... But
it's all for clarification purposes because most people don't understand those things. So it has to explain. Like, if I was to explain to someone the whole world, everything's going to be ultimately like, oh my God, there's so many things all at once rushing at me. But at the same time, it's like, well, I'm just trying to tell you what things are. So because a lot of people are just not informed about it, I think that it is sometimes like we have to be educators as transgender people, educate other people about the nuances of those distinctions that they have to make in order to like, you know, effectively communicate or convey whatever it is that they have to say.
I feel like I'm in a science class with a really sexy teacher. That's what it feels like right now.
Don't you wish, huh?
Yes.
You drop the pencil.
Yes. we are all this is myth number three, by the way. We are all submissive / dominant.
That's an oxymoron.
Well, no. / she's saying that you're either or, Joe.
Okay.
That's the myth. The myth is that they're either or.
Okay.
Right? Am I correct? Teacher, am I correct?
It's either you're either or and also inclusive of the just like all of them are submissive or all of them are dominant. You see? Just to say that, just to, again, like, just to reiterate the multiplicity of our, like, identities within transgender community.
Well, I think, I think every community has multiplicities.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's the point, too, though.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, I think we have too many labels. That's, mm-hmm. I think that's my point. I think we have way too many labels. I think, you know what I mean? Like, we should pick one. First of all, we shouldn't have labels, but that's neither here nor there. That's a whole fucking other discussion. But if you're going to have labels, pick one label and try to stick with it. You know, can we try to stick for like maybe 6 months? You know, with the one fucking label and try to, because everyone keeps changing the labels. Everyone like, oh, you can't call them this or you can't call them that. Or and I'm talking about like the regular, I'm talking about the non-transsexual community. I'm talking about just the heterosexual community. We have labels for each other on stupid shit. Like, it's because everyone's worried about offending each other. How about we just, like, I don't know, live together in harmony and shut the fuck up? You know what I mean? Like, that basic thing, that little wrinkle in time.
I think you're absolutely correct. And, like, in the article, like, it's how it talks about how, like, the best way to get to know someone is knowing them as a person, not as a label. And I think that that's the most important thing. And I've learned that just over time. Like, I'm multiracial, and people have all different assumptions and stereotypes that come with my different races. But I'm just like, you know, like, maybe they just don't understand that, like, my race has less to do with who I am as a person than, like, all the, like, there's just a whole many different things, genetics, environmental factors, sociological factors, all different things that come into play that make me who I am. So get to know me as a person. I think that labeling people is just very lazy.
Yeah, because your race has nothing to do with you until you make it something that has to do with you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a shit. Like, you're mixed race, you're hot. So who the fuck cares what you mean, like, who cares what your skin tone says about you or your background and your family tree? Who gives a fuck?
Absolutely.
Danny's whiter than a goddamn urinal, and he has 9 million different things going on, too. No one gives a shit what Danny's nationality is. Right, Danny?
No, I don't care. But if, like you said, I always said, if you're hot, you're hot. It doesn't matter what you are. Yeah.
Now, see, my whole thing with transsexuals. Look, I'm attracted to her. I'm not going to say I'm not attracted to her. You know, she's hot. Valentina Mia is fucking very hot. I mean, there's no two ways about it. I think everyone in this room will agree that you're fucking very attractive. My thing is, I don't know if I could go past, like, I would make out with you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm you know, securing my masculinity. Just to throw
she's
it out there.
Honored.
Yeah, I'm sure she's fucking begging for it.
Yeah, really.
Oh, Eddie the fat fuck is going to make out with me? Come here. Yeah. I'm sure that, you know, she
can fuck me.
Well, yeah. My point being, it doesn't have to be Valentina, but what I'm saying is, in general, a transsexual. But I don't think I could do any, like, I don't want to touch your dick. And I'm not saying that in a mean way. I'm just saying, like, I don't know if I could even do it, quite frankly.
Have you ever tried?
No, I've never been put in that predicament.
I've heard that speech before from many of men, and a lot of them have stayed working for a while. Thank you, because I wouldn't want you to.
Oh, absolutely. And we've heard that same thing from a lot. We've had a ton of transsexuals on the show, and we've heard the same thing where when it comes down to it in the heat of the moment, somebody's getting a dick in the ass.
A stiff prick has no conscience, man.
Or the guy's like, can I blow you? Yeah. And they blow you, and it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool. That's awesome. That's you, like, but I don't know if I can get past that threshold. Yeah. I really do not think. And nothing like, I'm not afraid of it. I'm not like a homophobe or a transsexual phobe or a transgender phobe or whatever the phobes that we can throw out here. I don't think I want to. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a thing. Like,
but if you're not using it or touching it or doing it, then anything that makes you a little bit of just afraid of it, then
what do you mean?
Because if you're like, are you saying that you wouldn't like do anything sexual with someone because they had it?
No,
like, if you weren't doing anything with it.
No, if let's say we met in a club, right? And I didn't know that you were transsexual, and you're just a hot piece of ass, and for some strange reason, you lowered your morals enough to go, you came over like, I'm going to fuck this guy, and we hit it off. She's drunk over. I gave her a Cosby drink.
She's drunk, and she lost a bet.
And she lost a bet, and all her other friends are like, yeah, you go fuck them. But the point is, like, okay, so we hit it off, and we make out and everything. But the moment I see the dick, I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to, like, go, oh, now I have to fucking beat you up because I'm a man and you're whatever. Arr! You know what I mean? Like, that kind of stupid thought process.
What if you're on a desert island and there's, like, nobody around?
If I'm on a desert island and there's no way. Look, if we're on a desert island and there's no way I'm not, I need to get laid.
Getting off.
And she, I'd fuck her. What the hell? What do I care at this point?
Fuck, man.
I'm on a desert island.
You're kidding?
It's
a minute. Yeah, did you see the photos of
it? I saw her in the bikini. Joe was fucking going, was relishing the fact that Valentine was in that blue bikini.
I wouldn't have to be on the desert island.
Joe will fuck you now if you want to swing by. I know you're in Texas. Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there.
What the hell?
You know, he's married and everything, but come by. You'll have a three-way. It's all right.
Okay.
You can actually benefit the wife, too, because there's another dick in the room.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Give her a break.
I'm just saying. The wife might like it. I'm just saying. Now, quick question. Do transsexuals have, or transgender, because I don't want to get yelled at, transgender, have a lot of, like, interaction with bisexual people? Because I would think that a transsexual / transgender would be a perfect fit for a bisexual person. Because we have bisexual Ian, we have bisexual Marcus on this show, who we talk about all the time, and they love dick, and they love pussy. And I think that you kind of are the best of both worlds.
You know, that's exactly it. You see, of course, like, whenever I heard you ask that question, I wanted to refer, like, clarify that transgender women shouldn't be referred to as a girl. I knew you were going to say that, but, like, that's exactly what the question alludes to, insofar as it implies that transgender women are appealing to bi men because we have feminine everything plus the bonus of a cock. But I think that, again, ignores the reality that, like, for some of us, we don't like having one. So, like, kind of being identified as, like, best of both worlds is part of, like, the problem.
No, I mean the best of both worlds for the bisexual, not for you.
Yeah,
I'm saying
for
the bisexual. Yeah, but
I realize that, but, like, at the same time, it's, like, I think that that's just not fair to keep putting, like, transgender women in that. Because some of us just don't want to be thought as that. So
I'm not putting
the bisexual men, I think that they would, like, hopefully be more, like, cognizant of that and not, like, approach a transgender woman, assuming that they're okay with that.
No, absolutely. Well, first off, you don't approach anybody if they're not okay with it. That's number one.
Well, you got to ask. Yeah.
Well, you got to ask. You, no, I what was it? You just walk up and go, can
I would never put someone down for asking. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, don't get it twisted. What I'm saying is, if the guy and the, if you and, like, bisexual Marcus, who's on our show, hit it off, I would think for, like, a guy like bisexual Marcus, it would be, like, he would enjoy. I'm not saying, like, you have to gauge yourself, babe. That's you.
Yeah. I'm saying it'll be the holy grail.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that that would like he would enjoy it.
Sure,
bisexual Marcus on our show, he loves the dick. He loves dick. Now it's up to you if you love your dick enough because you want to have the surgery. So let's just say it's not Valentina. Let's just say it's another transsexual transgender person. I would think that that would be if they're cool with it and they, you know, they have created a rapport together,
yeah,
the same as every other dating scenario that you can think of, because after all, we're all fucking humans. That's how dating works.
He would definitely treat her like a woman.
Treat her like a not even just a woman, because they are women.
Well,
I'm saying treat her like I think he would go out of his way to treat her better.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I didn't mean it in that respect. I mean in that respect, he would regard her as a woman, not as a man or by trisexual, but as a woman.
Yeah, why I feel more comfortable with like pansexual men. I'd rather have a pansexual man approach me than a bisexual.
Now, what's pansexual?
I think that bisexual. Well, because pan is inclusive of all identities, so it's not just seeing like man and woman. And traditionally, people think man and woman, they think penis and vagina. So, like, whenever a bisexual man comes up to me, I'm thinking he's thinking of me as a woman, everything else except with a cock. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just like, I'd rather a pansexual person that's just seeing me as a transgender woman, instead of it being like this, this like a super cool aspect of me having both of these parts, like a half man, half woman sort of thing. I don't think any transgender person likes to be identified as a half man, half woman.
No.
Even if they do enjoy having their.
But I wasn't identifying you as half man, half woman. Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck a pansexual is. I thought it'd be someone.
Yeah, pan just means all. Like the word pan, it just means all. So like all sexual. It doesn't matter like if you're transgender or like intersex or whatever sort of thing may be that they're. It doesn't try to just create a binary like that there are men and then that there are women.
Well, that's why.
Which is what bi means too.
Well, this goes into the whole. I know we have very little time left, but that goes into like what happened today with Trump.
Oh yeah,
and the because that it's a perfect kind of segue because if you're. In essence, he's labeling and saying that transgenders in general, that encompasses a lot. What we're learning today on the show from Valentina Mia is that it encompasses a lot of people. So what he's saying is it's an umbrella term that covers a lot of people, and they can't fight now because he doesn't believe that the government should have to pay for like their surgery, but they're not all wanting surgery, as Valentina just said.
Sure.
So the thought process doesn't make any sense then. You know what I'm saying? Like the Orange Overlord is not making any sense in this matter. He just obviously doesn't want transgenders in the military. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it comes off as, which doesn't make any sense because I'm quite sure that Valentina Mia or any other transgender person under any label that anybody can come up with, would fight for this country the same way as everyone else.
You know, actually, whenever I heard about the decision to allow for transgender people in the military and all that stuff, actually, I cried because when I was younger, I had considered that because my dad was in the military, my grandfathers were in the military, and, like, I just have, like, cousins and stuff that were in the military, female, male, most people in my family were in the military in some aspect. So I was like, this is really exciting. Like, maybe I could go and try to be a Marine officer because I have a degree and stuff like that, and I was really excited about that. So hearing about that, like, really did put me down a lot, actually. Yeah, it was hurtful.
Because it doesn't make any sense. At the end of the day, no matter what you are, whatever you believe you are in your heart of hearts, whatever you're going through in your life, at the end of the day, we're all Americans. And we all would fight for this country. Now, if you wouldn't fight for this country, that's one thing. But if you're at the end of the day, no matter what, like it goes down to that stupid thing when I always say, if you prick us, do we not bleed?
Oh, sure.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter that she's transgender. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's the same as us. That's why at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, everybody has a right to defend their country.
Yeah, that's why we say hashtag on the, we don't care. That hashtag we don't care means I don't care who you are, but stand up for something. You know what I mean? Like, and you're not even getting, like, and the president right now. In this scenario, is not letting anybody stand up for what they believe in. He's saying that this group can't. This group over here can, but this group can't. And at the end of the day, it didn't work with the gays, right? Don't ask, don't tell. Didn't that happen for that exact same reason? They didn't want gays in the military. Ooh, because everyone was going to butt fuck each other. Ooh, But at the end of the day, nothing happened. You know why? Because they're fucking normal people. And the same way transgender people, they're you know, okay, there's some wackadoos out there. But most of them are normal people who are just, you know, having their life.
Trying to live their everyday
lives. Just living
like
their life.
And
at the end
person.
Of the day, who the fuck cares? So why don't you just put it under don't ask, don't tell?
Hey, if you can
and
fire a gun.
And just let them do. Yeah, you can fire a gun. You can save my ass, yeah.
You're next to me in the foxhole? Fine.
Who the hell cares?
Boom, as long as we're taking out the enemy, we're good.
Yeah, man. At the end of the day, what are we going to do? Am I going to go like, you know.
I got your back. You got my back. We're good.
You know, Valentina, before we shoot these infidels over here, I was wondering, can we talk about your 8-inch cock? You mean, like, no one's going to do that. They're going to fight because it's a war.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, no one's going to do that. That scenario is not going to happen.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't make any sense why we would separate. And I don't want Valentina Mia crying. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I don't want any other person like Valentina Mia crying because an idea, a thought, a dream was taken away from them. That's bullshit. Mm-hmm. That is bullshit to me.
And like I like the article that you like posted online too with the Rand Corporation talking about how like it's the study showed that there's little or no impact on unit cohesion, operational effectiveness, or readiness, and has a minimal impact on healthcare costs. So it's all that is just lies.
Oh, it was just
like everything. I'm saying that like that Trump is saying these things like that it would make such a big difference on the healthcare cost or that it would affect like the operational effectiveness. Like, you know, it wouldn't. And if anything, I think that like it's just very just disheartening. I feel really bad for all the people who are transgender and are serving for our country because like they're putting their lives on the line, you know?
Yeah.
Like
they're putting
the least you can do is give them some respect here. Like we don't treat our troops very well, I think.
But that's the whole thing. I just think it was just a back door of them being discriminatory towards transgender people and gay people.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. And they came up with this whole, oh, it's going to cost us a lot of money in healthcare and blah, blah, blah. That, like, that, like, they just, like, they didn't want to outright say.
Let's come up with every excuse.
Yeah. We don't want. We don't.
And their thesis were wrong too. Factually, that's even more insulting. At least be right.
All of Trump's facts are usually wrong in the beginning.
Come on, stop! All you transgenders are going to trip over your dicks when you're fighting. Come on now, let's all stop. Because we know that's how it works.
The image just popped in my head.
Yeah, like everybody's going to be tripping over dicks because, you know. Because that's. And the gays are going to. When you fall over, the gays are going to fuck you in the ass. It's insanity. It's stupid. Valentina Mia, her article, simplysxy.com. That's where you get it. It's how to have sex with a transgender woman. I want to make sure I say it right, transgender woman, because she will come down from Texas, Danny, and fucking beat my ass.
She'll give you a Texas mud stop.
Give me, oh, she'll stop a mud hole in me. Stop a mud hole in me and walk
around. I heard somebody has a thick cock on here, so.
I have a thick cock. Danny has a long one, and Bill's is the size
of a dollar.
Bill. Yeah. So that's what it is.
Yes.
It's flat, and it has a dead president on it. And it's green. I don't know what the fuck that means. We're going to go. Thank you, Valentina, for being on the show, babe.
All right. Thank y'all for having me.
And thank you for not being offended by anything we said. And thank you for having this open conversation with us.
Yes, thank you.
By the way.
Oh, I'm very offended, but of course. I'm
well, I'm offended that you're offended. So there.
Okay. All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye, baby. Have a good day. Thank you. What a nice girl.
Interesting.
Yes,
very interesting conversation. You need to definitely listen to that on the replay later. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break because we're way past the clock. We'll be right back after these words. Come on.
This is Ham Radio.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout for 4, it doesn't matter. Cut and style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hey, yo, this is Method Man, and you're listening to the Ham Radio Show. Ham, ham, ham. Can I get a soup?
No, I thought you already played Method Man. I'm sorry. My fault. This portion of the show brought to you by Lucha Underground on the El Rey Network. That's right, Lucha Underground on the El Rey Network. Find out who's afraid of the big bad Darewolf on this week's episode of Lucha Underground, airing tonight on the El Rey Network. You can also, of course, go to El Rey Network and get it on demand, the El Rey Network on demand. It's Back to Black on the newest Lucha Underground as Rey Mysterio takes on PJ Black to prepare for his title match with Johnny Mundo. Can the legend tame the Darewolf? Colors were stolen, loyalty was lost. Find out what happens when Son of Madness confronts Son of Havoc as well tonight on the El Rey Network on Lucha Underground. Go to El Rey Network on demand if you've missed the episode tonight, but get it while you can. You gotta check it out. It's Lucha Underground right on the El Rey Network. Yeah! Come on. Danny, dance with me. Come on. Here we go. El Rey Network all day long. ElReyNetwork.com and Lucha Underground.com. Come. Yay!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley.
Congratulations to actor Robert Pattinson, who announced his engagement to singer-songwriter FKA Twigs. Weddings are one of those days when you can see that special sparkle in each other's eyes. Because after five Twilight movies, that glitter is still everywhere. The latest trailer's been released for the upcoming third season of Escaping Polygamy, airing on the National Geometric Channel. 19 Kids and Counting daughter Jana Duggar's now been dubbed the Cinderella Duggar based on how many men she's rejected. Considering the molestation controversy surrounding oldest son Josh, it's the one she's intimate with that she thinks of as more like a brother. Former Dance Mom star Abby Lee Miller recently had her first fight behind bars. serving time mere miles from her old dance studio. I hear her prisoner number is 5678.
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
She lives to me.
Says she lives to me.
Mean animation. No motivation. She goes down and she goes down on me.
And I make you smile.
It's the Ham Radio Show.
What you wanna do? Coming up
live. On the Unfiltered Radio Network, the uncrowned kings of reality radio. 718-577-1389. I think that was an amazing interview.
Yeah,
with Valentina Mia.
I really found out a lot of, you know, uninteresting stuff. It was very interesting interview.
Yeah. The only thing I'm worried about is, like, there's too many ways that we can't have this discussion in public, though.
Well,
because
you know,
there's too many labels and words, and,
yeah,
and you have to get past all these roadblocks just to have a conversation.
You're talking
about
the sensitivity issue.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, you can't say that, don't say it. And you're like, but...
From my trouble through life.
Yeah, how am I going to have a fucking conversation?
Yeah. You can't say anything.
Yeah, how is anybody going to know what the fuck we're talking about if only you know what the fuck we're talking about?
I'm moving to K-Pax.
You saw the movie over the weekend, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I did.
It's, Jesus it's, Christ.
Everybody loves everybody in K-Pax.
Everybody loves everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And you believe
everybody.
That shit?
I sure do, baby.
Wow.
That's where I'm going when I kick the store sound.
Well, she can't be that mad. She liked her. She's thanking us.
Oh.
Thanks, at Ham Radio Show, for having me on. Glad I could drop some knowledge about us transgender women. Hashtag trans rights are human rights. Absolutely.
Well, you know, I believe like you do, Eddie.
And I'm gonna retweet that.
Just let people be what they want to be, man.
Yeah,
they ain't hurting nobody, you know?
Yeah, but and that's why we here on the show say hashtag we don't care, because at the end of the day, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do.
Enjoy your life.
Enjoy
man.
Your life. Do what makes you happy, boo boo. I don't give a shit.
As long as you ain't hurting nobody.
Yeah.
They don't rape nobody. They ain't forcing nobody to do anything. You know, just...
Right. Well, they're not doing anything wrong, but see, nine times out of ten, they get violated, like somebody will beat the shit out of this,
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Well, and nothing gets said or done about it.
Yeah, well, that's the you know, mental morons that are out there.
Well, that's the problem. We have too many of them.
Oh, sure.
The mental morons who come out and they talk shit. Yeah,
most of them are off
the edge. But that's the thing. If we can just have a frank, open-ended conversation...
How did Frank get involved?
Well, no, I'm saying, like, we can use terms and they can use fucking terms and everyone, like, don't, I understand, like, how are we going to get to the end of a conversation? Is if I go, like, if you start talking and I go, well, we don't call it a microphone anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I call it a loud, screamy box.
That's right.
And if you don't think loud, screamy box is right, well, then you're offensive to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, every conversation... Doesn't have to be an argument.
Yeah, not to get on a Trump subject. But,
oh, Jesus.
But no, not for nothing. But if anything,
what?
Trump's administration is never going to do away with political correctness.
No.
But it's definitely going to put a dent in it. You know, say what you got to say, man, and try to make people understand that even if it doesn't sound right, they have to go by what the meaning of what you're saying is, not by what you think it means.
Yeah, but see, I
alternate
don't...
truth?
But
yeah, well, you know, people say things all the time.
No,
that,
alternative fact, Billy.
Yeah,
well,
same thing.
No, people say things all the time that are not, you know, there could be taken as offensive, but unless they're intended to be that way,
correct,
they shouldn't be.
Well, that's always our argument on this very program.
Absolutely, we offend everybody.
We offend everyone equally.
Yeah, we don't give a shit.
That's the thing. We're not. I'm not here to kowtow or cater to one group. That's why I took the sunglasses off, so people can see the truth and the honesty in my eyes when they look here on the Facebook
put
Live.
Put them back on it.
Because I'm not No, because I'm not going to bullshit the. I'm not bullshitting the crowd.
I hear you, man. You're,
like
you're,
that's the problem.
All
people,
jokes
two,
aside, yeah.
Two people, yeah. All jokes aside, and everything. I'm not trying to be like we're not having a Jerry Springer final thought moment.
Yeah.
On the program, but the fact is, if you're going to tell me,
kill
and I don't mean
other.
This towards I don't mean this towards Valentina Mia. What I'm saying is, in life, if you're going to automatically think that I'm not going, you know what I mean? Like, that everything we say is going to offend you, then we're not going to be able to talk.
Yeah.
And if we're not able to talk, how the fuck are we going to be able to figure out anything? How are we going to have a way to communicate with each other?
Yeah.
How are we going to be able to, like, my question about bisexual Marcus, I don't think it was offensive. Do you think it was offensive? Because she sounded like she was getting a little bit offended.
No, I don't think so. I think she was rolling with it. She was okay.
I think she was rolling with it, but I still think she got a little bit slightly offended. And my point was that I would think that, and it means if all parties are okay with it. Like, that, you're a human being at the end of the day. I'm not trying to say, like, oh, you're transsexual, so you should only go out with bisexuals because you're only meat and potatoes. And we don't, you know, we don't need you to actually have a thought process.
Well, let's face it, if we were against that kind of stuff, we wouldn't have her on the show in the first place. Yeah. You know, there's just, you know,
well, that's the thing. Like, we haven't opened her policy. We let every
policy. Yeah.
We don't give a fuck what your sexual orientation is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't give a shit. I have gay friends. Yeah. I have bi friends. Yeah. I have fucking bisexual Marcus hooked me up with this fucking great thing on Facebook. I'm not going to go into what it is right now, but it's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
If I didn't like bisexual people, I wouldn't even have a friend named bisexual Marcus.
Sex with gorillas is wonderful. Yeah,
yeah, it's amazing. Oh, yeah. But I'm shut up, Billy. Don't give it up.
I don't want him to do it.
I'm just saying, like, you.
Hey, did you ever do it with a giraffe?
It's a long kiss.
Yes. What a tongue on that baby.
I don't know. It boils down to, I think that the only way we're ever going to have these conversations, if we just, the only way we're going to be able to talk is if we both shut the fuck up.
Wow.
That's really what it comes down to. Just literally don't argue. Just listen. Answer the questions, and then I will do the same, and that's how you have an actual frank and honest discussion.
Yeah.
And then you can build the temple, but you need to lay the bricks down. If we can't agree on where the fuck we're laying the bricks, then, you know, you have nothing. You have nothing.
I certainly agree.
And that's a huge problem. That's a massive fucking thing. This is not against her, because we've had other people from all walks of life on this fucking program who do that thing where they fucking go, well, you can't really say that anymore. And it's not even just, like, in the sex realm or gender realm. It's in a lot of things where they say, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't. Why not? Why not? Like, it's the same people, like, when we were talking about racism, and I simply explained that you're never going to get rid of racism, and people actually got mad with me. And I was trying to explain, how are you going to get rid of racism when we can never get rid of hate in this world?
Well, it may happen, but
you can't
not,
get rid of it.
Like,
you can't get rid of it, because if one person has it, then they have children, then they teach them how to hate.
Well,
that's how it works.
You hope maybe in the future. I know it's not in our lifetime for sure.
No,
but you know, like maybe 2,000 years from now, you know, it'll be cool.
Yeah, but
who the hell knows?
That's the thing. I don't think it will ever be. I mean, look at.
I have faith in humanity.
For instance,
really
look at, like, Gene Roddenberry to go to Joe's Achilles heel, Star Trek.
I love it.
All right, and Danny, but Danny's busy doing something. Joe's Achilles heel is Star Trek.
Right.
And if you notice, even in the Gene Roddenberry world, which was almost trying to be a perfect utopia,
pretty much,
where he tried to have all races and creeds and colors and monsters and aliens, and it didn't matter what the fuck it was. He had it all.
That's why you had to make out with the green one.
Yeah, that's why Kirk always slept with the alien, no matter what it was.
That's right.
The point is, if you watch those shows, there was always like, I'm not hanging out with the Ferengi.
Yeah.
Fuck those Klingon cocksuckers.
That's right.
Maybe the Klingons were just fucking misunderstood, Danny. Do you ever think of that?
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
well, they were, because later on they brought them in and they were working.
Yeah, but they were the Mexicans.
But then there
and
was,
they revolted.
Klingon women are supposed to be great in bed. Just saying.
But then they fought with each other because there was discrimination against each one of themselves. Yeah. This one didn't like that
look
one
at
because
Worf.
They worked here. Yeah,
look at Worf. Let's be real fucking nerds.
Yeah.
Look at Worf for a second.
Yeah.
Worf turned his back on the rest of the Klingons.
Yeah.
Because the way he thought what they were doing was kind of fucked up.
Well, not necessarily.
No, he was an out. He was an outcast.
Yeah, right. They kicked him out.
They kicked him out.
But he always wanted to go back. Right. But he also thought what they, some of the shit that they were doing, because he fought other Klingons.
Yeah.
Because he was raised by humans and in Starfleet, but then he tried to get back in, but there was some kind of conspiracy against them.
Yeah.
And so his brother wanted to get dishonored. He took... The dishonor of the Klingons and all the Klingons.
Okay, you've seen women naked. Please stop.
I know which one you're talking about. I've seen
yeah.
that one.
But, well, yeah, I hope so.
But eventually
your other half is a huge Trekkie.
Yeah, eventually the Klingons came around and Worf becomes a big man. You know, he's like a chief cook and bottle washer with the Klingons.
Well, I get that, but my...
Bottle washer.
But my point being, even in their own... Look at, like... Okay, let's get off Star Trek for a second. What about fucking, like, when black people
yeah.
that are American black people...
Yeah.
Are hated by African black people.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and that happens every fucking day.
Puerto Ricans are the worst because they're all shades of Puerto Ricans. There's very yeah. light-skinned Puerto Ricans and dark-skinned Puerto Ricans, and the light-skinned Puerto Ricans
hate the dark-skinned Puerto Ricans. That's what I'm saying. You're never going to get rid of
it's
shit
crazy.
Like this.
It really is.
And but, forget it if you come from, like, Trinidad.
Or the Dominican Republic.
Somewhere over there. Whoa.
Whoa.
Everybody yeah. fights with everybody. Hell, even the Italians, the North, the South, the fucking...
Yeah, the fucking...
Sicily
is supposed... I'm Sicilian. Danny's Italian. Technically, we're supposed to fucking hate each other.
Even the Russians, they hate the yeah. Romanians. They live next door. They hate the Romanians. Why? You know.
But that's
well,
what,
when they boil the sauerkraut, it tends to
it wafts over there.
Yeah,
and
it just
what the fuck?
Then we should hate New Jersey. You know?
Well, we do.
We do. Have you ever been?
And then we all move there.
Yeah,
yeah, really.
Well, that's when you get sick of Staten Island.
Oh God.
My point being is, you just made my point, people. Though,
yeah.
The point is, at the end of the day, you cannot get rid of the bullshit in the world. No matter what names you change shit to, or whatever you, however you try to present the gift,
it's always
still somebody's going to hate the paper.
Exactly.
No one, they're going to go, oh, that rapping. Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's always going to be racist people, people
yeah.
who
hate the transgender people. Look, I don't hate fucking...
I find your arguments with gaping defects in logic.
I don't hate Caitlyn Jenner because she's transgender. I hate Caitlyn Jenner because I believe she's a fucking soapbox celebrity who fucking did everything with Kardashian money, quite frankly, and makes every other transgender person who wants to get that surgery go like, well, I can't fucking afford that. I guess I'm stuck with my dick. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she put... And also being honored by fucking ESPN and the ESPYs when she got the Arthur Ashe Award, when it was military, there was a military guy who got his fucking arms and legs blown off and has to clap by clicking his neck. Okay? That fucking guy deserves the Arthur Ashe Courage Award, not some
dazzling
guy,
display of logic.
Not a transgender person
Thank
who
you,
came
Scott.
Out with the fucking, you know, came out of the Hollywood Hills. You know what I mean? Has 9 fucking cars. In a 12-car garage, so you got to get more. An in-ground swimming pool that's the size of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
Their own reality show, 2 of them.
Oh,
fucking
why would you want
a
pool
you mean,
the size of the Atlantic Ocean when you got the Pacific Ocean Ooh. Down the block? I'm going down the block.
Please stop talking. The fact of the matter is, that's not fucking courage. That's my point. That's why I fucking don't like Caitlyn Jenner. I don't not like Caitlyn Jenner because she's transgender. I don't give a fuck if she's transgender. I don't give a shit. She cut her dick off, grew a dick, put it on her forehead, and called herself a scrutacorn. I don't give a shit. That's the point. Hashtag, I don't care.
But you'd pay for
the
it.
The only way to...
I pay to see it. You fucking... I pay to see... Also, I pay to see Caitlyn Jenner fuck somebody. And that's because I'm a heterosexual male with weird, quirky interests. But you're damn right, I'd pay money to see it.
The only way to get that kind of hatred is to stop teaching people
yeah.
to hate.
Right.
Because you're not born a racist. You're not born to hate
no.
gay people.
You're brought to be a racist.
You're brought up that way. You're taught yeah. to be racist. And well,
I have friends that use the N-word like it's fucking oxygen.
Oh, we have a fucking mutual
Exactly.
Friend.
They use it like it's fucking oxygen. And I'm like, are you shitting me? When I'm here, don't fucking say it. When I'm not around, say it all you want. Because it offends me and I'm not even black. It just offends me that you say it. And they say it with hatred in their hearts. They don't say it with fucking like, oh, look at that N-word go. It's like, fucking, you know, like, always fucking N-word. You know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? Like they
he also knows who you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. Everybody but Joe. Yeah.
No, Joe knows who it is, too.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, she does.
All right, Ham Radio, who's this?
Hey, this is DJ Platypus.
Hey! Holy shit! What a blast from the fucking past.
Yeah, really. How you doing,
What's
buddy?
Up, buddy?
Guys, I'm great. Never better. Uncle Eddie?
Yes, sir.
I'm sitting here in my backyard poolside before I have to have a beautiful evening at the world-famous Tootsie's Cabaret in Miami, Florida.
Yes.
Award-winning club.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to this Caitlyn Jenner sauce that you're spewing out.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, I totally agree with you. But shouldn't, in all reality, shouldn't Joe really get the Courage Award? I mean, how long has the man been getting beaten up every single show from you? I mean,
tell him, baby.
Uncle Eddie, tell me.
Are you kidding me? I should get the Courage Award for listening to Joe's stories. Any one of Joe's stories veer off like a Billy Joel driving you home.
Oh, my God.
Yes, but in order to have those stories to tell,
yes,
there must have been courage. Because those are not easy stories to tell, Uncle Eddie.
All right, someone give Joe a fucking red badge of courage that he can wear around the studio.
There you go.
God damn it.
I think I deserve it, too.
Platypus is bringing up a good point. I guess Joe needed courage.
Sure thing.
I mean, in all reality, Joe is the Caitlyn Jenner of your world, right?
Very true. Very true. Wow. We thought he was a man. He turned out to be a broad. What? You're right.
Wow.
You're right.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to call and tell you guys I miss you very much. You guys sound better than ever, stronger than ever.
Thank you, sir.
Super proud of you guys and where you've come. And I'm so happy that I was somewhat a part of it. And just keep doing great radio, guys. I love you all very much.
Okay.
I'm going to cry.
Yeah, we miss you.
I love you, man.
Hey, I'll let you get back to your rant, Eddie. I just wanted to call in and tell you guys I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
I love you, too. Round of applause, DJ Platypus. Yeah. I love that motherfucker.
Yeah, we do.
I do. I love everybody from that world.
That was
a
blast in the past and a nice surprise.
I'm so fucking.
To be honest with you, I thought it was freaking. It was going to be who we were talking about because he has a habit of calling in at the last like 5 minutes of the show.
He was going to call and defend himself.
Yeah, but I would have died laughing if that's who it was.
You motherfucker, stop talking about me. I don't know. You know what? And it's not anything. Yet again, though, it's how he was raised. To go back to the original argument, it's how he was raised. My whole thing is this. Can we just leave each other fuck alone?
Can't we all just get along?
No, let's not get along. Get away from each other. Can we do that much, for Christ's fucking sake?
Yeah, no, you can't.
Nobody wants... Just fucking... Who cares? Who gives a shit? I don't like... We have a gay guy that's in our opening. We didn't know he was gay when we put him in the opening.
And we didn't care then, and
we
didn't
care
now.
That's right.
No, but somebody brought it up. Oh, he's a gay guy. And I'm
well,
like,
we had somebody in our circle back in the day when we all used to hang out that was gay. But then, like, he was friends of a mutual friend, and he didn't want us to know he was gay. But the mutual friend told us he was gay. None of us really cared. And then I'm sitting there.
I thought Joe wanted us to keep that silent.
But then, like, you know, you're sitting there, and it, like, he'll, you know, just be putting on the front. And I'm like, dude, I felt like saying many times, like,
we know.
We don't care. We still hang out with you every day. I'll tell you off air who we're talking about.
Who's gay, Danny? Which one of my friends is gay? Is it Billy? You can tell me if it's Billy.
I would notice, but no, I'm not.
Your girlfriend keeps writing and saying he always wants to do it in the butt. And I don't understand what that means.
Well, I don't know what she was talking about before, what we were talking about.
Is there any more, or is that it?
She chimed in saying, don't be embarrassed, Billy, it's 2017.
No, there's a whole bunch of shit. I laugh at them all because they are stupid. That's very true.
Now she's defending getting all tricky. Ferengi, a con artist.
Stop. Please stop explaining it. We know what it is. I was using it as an example. Please stop. Just marry Billy and have your Star Trek wedding that you promised us you were going to have.
No,
it was going to be a Star Trek and a Doctor Who
combined. And Billy was going to come out of the
TARDIS.
But
now we can't do it because the Doctor's a woman.
No,
so
she can dress up like the woman. She can be the Mrs.
But
Doctor
Who.
She
does the Star Trek shit.
So then you have to dress like a woman.
There you go. Now it gets to be
fun
and interesting.
Now it's under the transgender umbrella.
Right. Somehow we covered everything.
Wait, we can reverse it. He can be Counselor Troy or fucking Dr. Crusher. No.
I just want to see Billy in a spandex suit. That's all I want to see. A nice Star Trek spandex uniform.
Yeah. Aye, Captain. Captain's Log. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're getting out of here.
Is that music again?
Computer, please tell people that free speech is never, never silent. It always speak the fuck up.
And if you're going to fuck that chicken, don't give a shit if that chicken's male, female, or it doesn't matter anymore. Just right. Fuck the chicken.
That's exactly
God
right.
God damn it. Thank you. Just fuck the chicken.
Go balls
we'll see you
deep.
Next week. Go balls deep. It's the Ham Radio Show. One more thing besides going balls deep, Joe.
Yeah.
AMF, my friend, AMF. Adios, motherfucker.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.